This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This Saturday around the nation, the Drug Enforcement Administration's National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day and the Roseburg VA participating as part of that. Sadie Hammond is in, the outpatient supervisor from the pharmacy there. Good morning.
Good morning.
So talk about what's going on.
So this Saturday, we're doing the 28th National Drug Take Back Day. This occurs every April and October. Veterans and non-veterans are allowed to participate. It's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Roseburg and Eugene. It's a drive-through that anyone can come bring back any medications that are unused or unwanted, and we will take them off your hands.
So what's the idea behind doing this and kind of making a concerted effort to get some of these things out of people's houses?
So we want to make sure that everyone has the most up-to-date medications in their house. So you don't want to take medications. If you're taken off a medication, we don't want you accidentally taking that medication. Sometimes medications can be stolen, so we don't want any medications to be stolen and taken by other people that aren't supposed to be on them. So we're just trying to make sure that everyone is taking your own medication and making sure it's up-to-date as possible.
And this, like you said, this has been going on for a long time. So you must be a pharmacist, right?
Yes, I'm a pharmacist.
Why did you get into pharmacy?
I got in because I just loved the medical stuff. I really wanted to help people, and I really enjoy learning about the body. And I love talking with patients and helping them understand why they're taking stuff and the side effects and like how best to take care of themselves.
And when people have a prescription, maybe it's a short-term one for something that goes away, but they keep the medication. What's the danger? And I know it's going to vary a lot. If, you know, 6 months later, they think, well, let's take one of these again.
Well, so, for example, let's say it's an antibiotic. If you're not taking your full course of antibiotics, then you could get antibiotic resistance, and we don't want that because then the antibiotic may not work for you later in the future. Same thing if you're giving it to someone else, that it might not treat whatever they have specifically then. It might not be the right thing for you. And medications also lose their potency over time. So if you're taking it and it's been expired for 10, 20 years, it's not going to have the same effects that it did when it was actually in date.
And if you give it to somebody else, but I mean, you're not a doctor and you don't know that they're allergic to maybe an ingredient or a portion of what's in there, then you got other issues.
Yes, that is correct. A lot of people find out about medication allergies after they're taking it. And it's better if it's prescribed by a doctor and then you can call them right away and say, hey, I had a reaction to this medication. And if it's being taken by someone that it's not prescribed for, you can still do it, but they don't have the prescription to back up of exactly what you took. So if you don't know exactly what you took, then it's hard to say what you had the reaction to. So it's best to only take medications that are prescribed for yourself and not give them to anyone else.
Yet at the same time, I know there's people that, you know, you're kind of fiscally prudent. You're looking at these medications. You're like, why should we get, you know, should we get rid of these? They've got to be used for something. What are some of the other dangers?
Medications can be sold on the streets, and then that's where you have the illicit substances coming about and abuse. So that's probably one of the biggest ones, that we don't want any medications to be abused by anyone, and like risk of overdose. The U.S. has a lot of overdoses, so decreasing that risk by getting rid of the medications that you don't need.
So on Saturday, what time and where?
10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at both the Roseburg and Eugene VAs. If in Roseburg, you turn off of the Garden Valley into the VA, it's under the urgent care overhang, which is the first building that you run into. You can stay in your car. You just drive through, give us the bag, and then we'll put it in the box and take care of the rest for you. And same at the Eugene VA, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., just drive through right in front of the building at the VA.
And again, this is for everybody, not just veterans or people getting VA treatment.
Correct. It is for everyone, the entire public. Even if you have like grandparents or like give it to someone that they're related to or a friend, they can come drop it off for you.
All right. Anything else people should know?
No, I think that's it.
All right, Sadie Hammond from the Roseburg VA, thanks for coming in this morning.
Yes, thank you.
8:36 at the Morning Report.